This portion of the Spotlight on Medina is brought to you by Medina County Auditor. If you have any questions or concerns about changes in your property value, contact the Medina County Auditor's office. Go ahead.
So you say.
I was on the phone with Alan.
You're on the phone?
Alan's back at the studio. We got the Swing and a Drive contest coming up. So yeah. That's what I'm focusing on.
Really?
So
no, no.
I turned the interview with the auditor over to you.
I feel a little slighted there, I got to say.
Well, but, Mike Kovac, right?
Yes.
All
yes,
right,
indeed.
Mike. Now, if I remember correctly, you were here with us the last time we were in Medina.
I wasn't. I think that's 2 years ago now, isn't it? Were you
that's
here
right.
last year? Yeah, two
oh, we
years
were in Brunswick
ago.
Last year.
Yes.
Okay.
Property values have changed in the last 2 years.
Well, not yet, but they're getting ready to. So that's kind of the big thing we're waiting on and anticipating. We're doing the state-mandated. Let me remind you, that's a state-mandated look at the property values in Medina County this year. And the good news, bad news thing is that property values are going up.
And the bad news?
Well, the property values are going up.
Okay.
That's, you know, you're the,
good news,
we
bad
have,
news.
We have climbed out of the recession, and so real estate is a hot commodity in Medina County once again, but that is reflected in our valuations, too.
Okay. Who says the values are going up? How do we know this?
The people who are buying houses out there. We always like to say, I do not set the market. We interpret the market. And again, it's a very hot real estate market in Medina County right now. All the real estate agents will tell you they do not have enough inventory. It's a seller's market. So if there's anyone out there who's thinking about selling their house, this is a great time to do it.
How are the new values determined? Do you have boots on the ground, so to speak? Do people go out? Do they take pictures? Do they visit? How is that compiled?
Actually, on this one, this is what's called an update appraisal required by the state. We do not put boots on the ground. This is a statistical analysis. So we look at all the sales in the county over the past 3 years, compare that to what we have property valued at right now, and then we make the adjustments based on those differences.
And how long does this all take?
We've been working on it now. What is this? I guess it's August 1st today, right? It's a brand new month. Time spins. But we've been working on it since before the end of last year. So it's about a year-long process.
And when do homeowners know what their new values are?
We will begin sending out that good news here in the next 2 weeks. So we're going to roll that out. Everyone won't get their notices at the same time. We're going to mail them out week after week over a four-week period beginning the middle of August.
So when they get that information, they can say, oh my property taxes are going up X amount of dollars or down in some cases.
Actually, no, you know, and that's the thing. People really only care about the property taxes. They're not overly concerned about what the value is. They're concerned about the taxes. And we're going to see residential value increases in Medina County of about 8%, which in general are going to equate out to less than a 2% increase in their taxes. But until we get the tax rates in December, until we see what happens in the November elections, we cannot tell anyone what their property taxes will be.
There might be somebody out there who will get that number and think, you know, this might not be right. Maybe some mistake has been made. Is there some process for appeal?
There might be one or two of those people.
Right, that, one or two, and you'll be happy with that.
The others will be calling me to tell us what a fine job we've done, I always like to say. But there's a number of ways that they can give us feedback on that. The best way is through the Internet. We will have a special link up on our website at www.medinacountyauditor.org, so they can log on there at any time of the day, give us that information. We will review it and get back to them. We will also be doing what we call informal hearings all throughout the county, about 12 to 16 hearings, and that will be in the notice that they get. So we'll be up in Brunswick, Wadsworth, out to Chatham in the western part of the county, and at the admin building too. So and again, if they want to call in, they can do that also. So we will try and make it as easy as possible for folks to give us feedback.
We're talking with Medina County Auditor Mike Kovac. And Mike, you mentioned the website. How useful is that for your average property owner now?
It contains actually almost all the information you could get from us if you make a phone call. If you've never accessed that and you own property in the county, even if you don't, I would strongly encourage that, because you should look up your own property, make sure we've got your information correct. You can also check if you own and reside in your own home, you're eligible for a 2.5% tax break, and you can go on there and check and make sure you're getting that. So, and also see where your property taxes go, and there's a host of other things that you can access via that website.
The gates at the Medina County Fair open in 2 minutes.
Woohoo! All right.
And I understand you have some connection there, a contest going on?
Yep, we're out at the Medina County Fair every year, and so we'll be out there again. We have drawings at our booth in the merchants building there, but we also do our coloring contest for kids throughout Medina County. That is also available. You can pick up that the coloring contest picture at our website or at the fair, and those are due by Wednesday for any kids up to 10 years old in Medina County.
What's the picture this year?
The picture is of the kids at a ride right there, and we've got prizes for two categories, and $25 for first place, 10 for second, 5 for third, and we always have a lot of fun with the kids filling these out and bringing them back in.
The bumper cars.
The bumper cars, yes, indeed.
Just checking the auditor site to see how we...
Okay.
Well, mostly for the pets. That's what I wanted to know
about. We have pets on there?
The pets is a big thing. We work with all the rescue groups in the county pretty closely. And if you're thinking of adopting a pet or maybe not quite sure, you can go onto our website and see dogs and cats available for adoption from SPCA, the County Animal Shelter, Save Our Strays, Kitten Crazy, a number of different organizations throughout the county. And all of them are always looking for foster parents for the cats and dogs too, if someone's not quite sure if they're ready for a pet or not.
Maybe they could work property value and pet adoption together and kind of like a little for cat type of a thing. You know, I'm just trying to place the pets in a home.
There you go. That's
and you
right.
got a tax credit.
Well, see.
I don't know.
All right, let's get to a council meeting the next time.
That's
right. Figure out what's going on here as well. Anything else you want to talk about this morning? Are we pretty good for that?
A couple of things I do want to mention. If the state legislator passed through a new tax relief for disabled veterans throughout Ohio, so if you are a veteran who's totally and permanently disabled, or if you're not able to work, if you've got that designation from the VA, you're now eligible for an additional $25,000 reduction on your property value for tax purposes. So we would encourage veterans who may be in that situation to give us a ring. And also, on a weekly basis, we put out Auditor Kovacs' weekend update. So if you need to know what's going on in Medina County, we put that out every week. And we also add in the boring stuff about the auditor's office. You try and entice them in with the interesting things about the events around Medina County. So,
hey, let's start them early with the coloring contest. That's how that works, right? When you get in. Now, we'll probably see you out there. We have a booth with share with the Gazette over at the community building as well.
We are out there, so we will be there. We're having a drawing for a $25 gift certificate from JoJo's in town, so you guys can come over and fill that out at our booth, and you may be the lucky winner. Probably not, but
we'll try our
some other fair goer will get that, so we encourage them to sign up for the contest
it's
drawing.
It's a chance also them just to see the different businesses or even the people.
Absolutely.
Yourself and other folks.
The Medina County Fair is a great place to be. Today, Monday, is Veterans Day. So if you're a veteran, you get in free if you've got some type of identification to show at the gate there. So for veterans today on Monday, it is free. Come on out.
Sounds great. Our spotlight, this portion has been brought to you by Medina County Auditor Mike Kovac. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate
My
your time.
Pleasure. Thanks for coming out to Medina.